We're on the top of Mem Vav on the base. Rapapa Omar Itzrich. Rapapa Rashi says, Le'el Koi, and Rabbi Shubin Levi, Itzrich Le Lememer Halacha Krab Yochim Menuri, the Apogav, the Omar Halacha Kizifra Mechel Be'erut. Going back to the original question, why Rabbi Shubin Levi had to say two halachas. One is that the halachas like Rabbi Yochim Menuri in our Mishnah, that a person who's sleeping is Kol Nishvisa, and also say the general halacha, that halacha divrei hamekel be'erev. L'chora, you don't need both of them. Gemara says, itzrich, shokadai t'chamini, honi mila be'erev v'chatzeres. When do we say the halacha is like a mekel by erev? That's by erev v'chatzeres. Aval be'erev v'tchumim eim alav. But erev v'tchumim are more chomer, there I might think the halacha is not like the mekel, and therefore you're going to tell me in this situation, the halachas are Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, even by Eruvei Tchumim. Where it says, therefore, Tzricha, therefore you need both horos. Rashi, Abba, by Eruvei Tchumim lo, Vohad, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, Be'isur Tchumim koi. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri's case, talking about Tchumim. U'minot teimra deshani lan, bein Eruvei Chatzeros, la Eruvei Tchumim. Where do you know there's a difference between Eruvei Chatzeros and Eruvei Tchumim? Kishnan Om Rav Yehuda, Lamed Dvorim Amurim Beiruvei Tchumim. Aval Beiruvei Chatzeros Ma'arvin Bein Ladas, Bein Shelo Ladas, Shezochin La'odam Shelo Befonov, Dein Chovin La'odam Ela Befonov. The Mishnah says that by Eruvei Tchumim, you can't be making Eruv for somebody Shelo Midaito. He has to know about it. Because maybe he doesn't want to lose his 2,000 Amos to the other side of his house. If you make an Eruv to the east, he loses the 2,000 Amos to the west. So maybe he's not happy with that. So therefore, you can't make an Eruv Tchumim unless the person knows about it. But Eruv Echatzeros, you can be Ma'arav Bein Ladas, Bein Shalol Ladas, because there it's a schus to have an Eruv Echatzeros that you'll be able to carry from the house into the chotzer. And Zochen La'adam Shalabafonav. Rashi. Omer of Yehuda. Beperek Chalom. You can't make an Eruv for a person unless he knows about it and he's happy about it. That's only by Eruvei Tchumim. Because maybe you're hurting him by making him lose his 2,000 Amos to the west by giving him an extra 2,000 Amos to the east. He doesn't want it. Eruvei Chatzeros ain't shom hefsid el revach. Over there it's total benefit that you'll be able to carry into the chosin. So Tosus asks here a very simple question. An essential question here. L'chora, it has nothing to do with the chumra of Eruvei Tchumim or the kula of Eruvei Chatzeros. But it has to do with Zochen La'adam, here's a chos, here's a chover. So it has nothing to do with the fact that Eruvei Tchumim is more chomer, that's why you can't do it Shalomi Daitam. But Eruvei Chatzeros is not so chomer, therefore you could. It has nothing to do with that. It's a svar. One's a chov and one's only a schus. So Tosus explains that even if we would know, right, that by Eruvei Tchumim, right, that the guy really wants to go to the direction that you're making the Eruv. So it's really a schus for him. Since there's a little bit of a chova, you can't do it without letting him know. So the maise has nothing to do 100% with zochin la'adam or chavin la'adam. It's because Eruvei Tchumim is so chomor, therefore, even if there's a little bit of a chova, we're machmer. On the other hand, the opposite is true also. By Eruvei Chatzeros, it's kal, and even if there's a little bit of a chova, there's a chova over here. You have to use the guy's bread. You have to use his bread. So you're using something of his to do him a favor, but you're taking something from him. So a little bit of a chova it is. So therefore, if it wouldn't be that Eruvei Chatzeros is more kal, and Eruvei Tchumim is more chomer, then this halacha really wouldn't apply in the way that it does. The fact that Eruvei Tchumim is more chomer, therefore, even if there's a little bit of a chova, even if we know pretty much it's a schos, still doesn't help. And the opposite by Eruvei Chatzeros. Okay. Rav Ashi Omar Itzrich. Rav Ashi says another reason why you need both psakim. Solke daitech amina honi mile b'shiure eruv. Ava b'tchilas eruv eim alo. Right? Am I saying that the halacha kedivrei hamekel be'eruv, that general klal, was only by when you have an eruv that was kosher, and now there's something left of it that's a bidyeved. So when it comes to halachas to do with eruv and bidyeved, then it's what's called lekula. Then the halachas like the mekel. But the beginning of an eruv, there we don't say this klal, right? And what's it called? And Rabbi Yochanan Nuri's case is talking about the beginning of an eruv. The guy was Konish Shvisa. Some say, I think the Ritva says, that Shiurei Eruv can mean the case that we're going to bring down in a second. But it basically means wherever you had an Eruv that you made one Shabbos, and it was good. And now the question is it still around the next Shabbos or whatever? Right? Now a Suffolk came about or whatever, or there's a Shaila in that Eruv. Legabe, its continuation in future Shabbosos, that's called Shiurei Eruv. And in those kind of shailas, we may think that that's the only time you're mekel. But the original establishment of the Eruv, that's a different story. And Rav Yochanan Nuri is talking about the original establishment of the Eruv. Where it says, Umenah Temra Deshani Lan Ben Shiurei Eruv L'Tchilas Eruv. Where do I know there's a difference between Shiurei Eruv and Tchilas Eruv? Dishnan. Om Rav Yossi. Vamedvarim Amurim B'Tchilas Eruv. When do you need these shiurim, of how much food you need to make an eruv? That's only when you're starting an eruv. But if we already had an eruv, and now the question is, if the eruv remains kosher or not, as long as there's a kosher left of the food, it's still a good eruv. The lo amru le'arev chatseros ele kadesha lushkach toras eruv minatinokos. And the whole inyan of eruv chatseros, the Gemara Rashi says over here, is the whole inyan bechlal of eruv echatzeros. It's only a takana de rabbanon that people shouldn't forget that there's an inyan of eruv and it can't stam carry. But it's only a zecher, therefore even a masha who helps. But lechatchila you need something choshev, Rashi. And others learn it's talking about shitufei mavuos. All the people in the chotzer made an eruv separate. And they made an eruv with themselves. And now you also have to mishatif in all the chatzeros made an eruv. So all the chatzeros are one rishos. Now in addition to that, you have to mishatif in the mavu. You have a lot of chatzeros in the mavu. All these people now have to go again and make a shituf in the mavu. That inyan that you need a shituf in the mavu, that you need an eruv chatzeros, when you have a shituf in the mavu, is only that the children shouldn't think that you don't need an eruv chatzeros. In other words, if all the people who live in this mavui, in the various chatzeros, would make a shituf in the mavui, why would you need an eruv in the chatzeros? It helps for sure. If it helps for all of them together in the mavui, surely helps for their personal chatzor. Still, you need a separate eruv chatzeros plus a shituf. So that original eruv chatzeros is only because someday maybe there won't be a mavui. And kids will say, well, we didn't make any eruv in our chatzor. They won't realize that they didn't make an eruv in the chatzar because they made a shituf in the mavui. So therefore they were matzar, both of them. Rashi. Honi mile, the halacha kamechul de eruv echatzeros b'shiyure eruv. Shiniach eruv b'mokal ha-mishtamer, l'kama shabosos, v'nismayet ha-ochel mishir b'esudos, mekilin bolach shure. They left an eruv for many shabosos, and the original shabbos that had the amount of two sudas for each person, and then three Shabbosos later, you went to check it, and it's missing. So as long as there's a mashu left, it's kosher. Av a machlokes shel tchilas eruv lo nezel baser mekel. V'hadar Rabbi Yochanan Nuri ki tchilas eruv dami. Case of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is tchilas eruv. Amed dvarim amur nitzorach shir la eruv veichatzeros o mazon shtei sudos ben kulat o ki grogros l'chol echad betchilas eruv. The shir for an eruv echatzeros is 18 grogros, which is the shear of two sudos, and that doesn't make a difference if you have a million people or two people. 18 grogros is enough, or a grogros for each person up to 18. Then you can have less than 18, as long as you have a grogros for each person. We'll learn those later. Kol shu l'kol echad, and as long as you have a kol shu for each person, that's still good. ולא אמרו לארד בחצרוס, אלא שלא לשכח את התינוקות, שלא לשכח תורס ערב מדורס הבוים. אבל עיקר ערב בתחומים, ועיקר ערב is only by תחומים, because that has an asmacht in the Torah at least, and the ערב בחצרוס is a pure din drabon and asheker. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zrika, Amru, Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaviro, Rabbi Yossi Mechaviro. Now we're giving some klalim in who to pass the mic. That the later Amorayim gave these klalim. They evaluated the greatness and the sharpness of each of these Tanayim, and they were koveya that the halacha is like so and so if he argues with another yachid, but not if he argues with a rabbin, or the halacha is like so and so even if he argues with a rabbin. So here are the klalim. And there's a shaila whether we hold from these klalim or not. We'll see the Gemara as a machlokas whether we hold from these klalim or not. Some say the klalim only apply to halachas that are nogeya bisman hazeh. They don't apply to machlokas and that don't apply bisman hazeh. And others argue on that. So Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zrika hold that these are the klalim. Halachak Rabbi Akiva mechaviro. Whenever Rabbi Akiva argues on a yachid, the halacha is like him. Yossi, even as he argues on a lot of people. Rebbe Mechaviro, halacha is like Rebbe if he argues on one person. The Maya Chasa, what's the halacha? No Geya. Ravasi Omer halacha, so Ravasi says this is the halacha. In other words, whenever you have a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and somebody else, we teach that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. It's very Rashi. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Omer Matin. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba says not really the halacha like that. We don't teach it publicly that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva in every case, right? But matik, somebody comes to ask, we tell them that that's the case. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanin, Omer Nirit. Rabbi Yosef Chanin says we don't even tell a person lechatchila that that's the halacha, but in case he did, went and did like Rabbi Akiva, then what's it called? Then you don't take away the case. We don't negate what he did. But yeah, but it's okay. Rashi. Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaviro b'chol dochter. L'mai hilchos chasulin ma nemre shmua zu. Sheposku halacha stam b'chol mekomos. Yesh lismo chaleh l'horos halacha l'mai. Sekein odilma misvora di alma kamrike. Hava hilchos ha-mechlol alo samchir alay l'mele. How strong are these clothes? What do we do based on these klolim? So if Asi Omer Halach, Mamashka, these klolim are Halach l'maisa. K'ramir Rav Yaakov Rav Zirka. L'migmer maisa minei, l'mevet Krav Yakiva. Hecha di yochit polig alei. V'krav Yossi afil l'mokam rav. This is the Halach. You can rely on this, that you see a machlok is Rav Yossi, even against a lot of people, the Halach is like Rav Yossi, l'maisa. Matin, Rav Yaakov Rav Zirka, lav halach l'mamash paski. They're not telling you the Halach is like that. You have to look in each case and decide. The matin ha'ro achar Rav Yossi v'afilu mokum rabin do roye morinim lo'odim yochid lasos Rav Yossi tamo nedrish v'pirki v'rabim lo'dashin. We don't darshin it for rabin, but we, if somebody comes to ask, we tell him taka that's halach. Nirin or roye lo morinim, we don't tell anybody, even a yochid, that that's the halach. Right? V'masach Rav Yossi lo madrin ruta. But if he did it like that, but the evid, even like Rav Yossi against the rabbin, it remains. Okay? And that's how Rashi learns Tosfos, learns this klal of matin or whatever differently. He says that halacha is that even if somebody went like the other, what's it called? Somebody went, did the other way, he passed him like the Rabbi Akiva, we change it back. Matin means that, what's it called, we darshan that, but we don't turn it around if the guy did the other way. And mirin is, we're not mochre if somebody wants to do like the other person. And we teach the halacha like the other way. Not the klal. But if somebody, the doctor, wants to do the other way, he can't stop it. Okay. Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, Omer Nirin, Nirin. Ikloshen hazeh, Omer Rav Yaakov, Aridi.
Yaakov Ar-Idi said like this, Omer Rav Yochanan. Rav Meir, he quoted Rav Meir also, Rav Yochanan, with certain klolim in Hora. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, halachic Rav Yehuda. If it's a machlokas Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, then halachas Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, halachic Rav Yossi. If it's a machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi, then halachas Rav Yossi. The ain't salich Roma, Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, halachic Rav Yossi. Surely, if it's a machlokas Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, right, halachas Rav Yossi. Hash to the makom Rav Yehuda lesser, right, if Rav Meir falls to the side against Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda falls to the side by Rav Yossi, surely Rav Meir falls to the side by Rav Yossi. The book of Yossi Niboya, Om Rav Asi, Afani Lomed, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon, Halachic Rav Yossi. When it comes to Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon, Halachic Rav Yossi. The Om Rav Abba, Om Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Halachic Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Abba said in the name of Rav Yochanan that when there's a machlokas of Yehuda and Rav Shimon, halachas like Rav Yehuda. So hash to b'makom Yehuda lesser, right? If Rav Shimon falls to the side by Rav Yehuda, the makom Rav Yossi niboya, Rav Yossi who the halachas like over Rav Yehuda, surely Rav Shimon is not the halach like him. Niboya Rav Meir Rav Shimon. What about Rav Meir Rav Shimon? Both of them are weaker than Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. But now what's halacha when there's a machlokas between them? Teku. So our Gemara says Teku. Yerushalmi says Taka that the halacha is like Rav Shimon. And there's machlokas aposkim whether we follow the Yerushalmi or Lamaisa remains like the Bavli. Since in the Bavli it's a Teku. Omer of Masharsha, less than the Hanikwah. The Masharsha said these klalim don't apply. Not for anything. Right? We have to look at each case by itself and decide each case separately. How did Rav Shimon Masharsha know that the klalim don't apply? Right, we have in our Mishnah that what can this be compared to? Right, when the three people are standing there, and two of them are muvla in the dalet amos of the other, and the third one, the middle one is muvla in the dalet amos of the two side ones, but the two side ones are not muvla in the dalet amos of each other. Right, it's exactly like a case where you have three chaseris, two of them made an Eruv with each other, and with two of them made an Eruv with the middle one, but they didn't make an Eruv with each other. So the two, the middle one and the end one are mutter, and the middle one and the other end one are mutter, and the two end ones are not mutter with each other. The Omer of Chanan of Chama Bar Gurya, Omer Rav, Halacha Kripshit, and what's it called, and Rav Chama, what's it called, Bar Gurya said, the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Uman poligalei Rav Yehuda. Who argues on Rav Shimon? Rav Yehuda. Right? The Amr Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, halacha Rav Yehuda. How's he passing like Rav Shimon? Your klal is Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Elalav, Shema Mino, Lesnu. Must be these klal and don't apply. Which is a my question. Dil mehechad ikmar ikmar, hechad lo ikmar lo ikmar. In a chinami. It's possible to pass them like the other one. But when there was no psak given, then the klal is that this is the psak. But when somebody came along and said this is an exception, they're exceptions to the rule. She. Shaloshin hazeh, Omer of Yaakov Aridi, Yehai Lishna the Itmar, Hachter of Yaakov, Rabbi Zrika, Itmar Nomi Hachter of Yaakov Aridi. Just like Rav Yaakov and Rav Zrika said these klalim, so Rav Yaakov and Rav Bar-Idi also said the same lashon, different klalim. Lamar halacha, lamar matan, lamar nirani. He's also said the same thing. According to one opinion, if the halacha is like these klalim, the other one is only matan and the other one is only nir. Lahani klali de kalalina leel ploni ploni halacha ploni bechol makom. Ela heichad the mishaber lamar hilchosu kamasei. So Basharsha says, no, we leave these clothes don't apply. And you have to judge each specific case according to its merits. And sometimes the halach will be like this one, and sometimes the halach will be like a different one, where his svar is more, seems to be more in this kind. L'mad over domas nisim, yitzarmish. He muterasi mohenu, pligi rabban, and lay the brisa. The rabban argue on this and the brisa. Ba'amri shlosh and asura. So I said, man poli galei Rabbi Yehuda. Who's the one who argues on Rabbi Shimon in this? Rabbi Yehuda. Toho havistam bar pluksa. That's one reason Rashi said. Kastanazoi, when Rabbi Yehuda argued on somebody, was Rabbi Shimon. Loshen acher, man poli galei Rabbi Yehuda. Toho ayri la'el mine. Because Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned in the Mishnah before. Rabbi Yehuda omer, la'eza ruach she'irtza. Right? Whichever way he wants to go, he can go. His daladamas. Once he picks one way, that's it. Ba'alot tani, hayushnayim mitzvahs. And after that, the Mishnah continues and says it's halacha. And then Rav Shimon says what he has to say. And then somebody else, the Rabbanan, says something different. It's obviously a continuation of what came before. And the one who argues on Rav Shimon is Rav Yehuda. Then Omer Rav Shimon, l'mavar d'avidom, v'amirin d'aki komer, l'u Rav Shimon, l'Rabbanan, Michti lom ma'adover dome, nice no hosom de palmisu alai, amahanak rabbon and daira la el nino, the daladamas, the shvisa, iflub nomi bechaseros. The same rabbon that argued before on Rav Shimon, when it came to the daladamas, is the same rabbon that argued in this case of the gimel chaseros. And that rabbon was Rav Yehuda. Hechad the itmer, the head, you halacha Rav Shimon, itmer. Enochanami, there can be exceptions to the rule. And sometimes Rav Shimon, the halachas like him over Rabbi Yehuda. But if there's no specific halacha, then the klal is that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Shimon. If he kailin and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, lehechad lo itmar hilchos lo kamar velo kamar. Where it wasn't said the favorites one way or the other, then you can follow this klal that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Ela mihor disnat. Here's the raya that the klalim don't apply. Ir shal yachid, the nasa shoram. All these things we'll learn later, so we're not going to go into the details of them. The Gemara speaks out later that if you have an ear that belongs to an individual, and so some learn that it doesn't have 600,000 people there, right? That's called ir shal yachid. So the halacha is that you're allowed to make an eruv in the entire city, not leave anything out. Make the whole city ir shal yachid. But if it's an ir shal rabim, then you have to leave a little bit out of the city. You can't be ma'ar of the whole city. So what happens if you have an ear that belonged to an individual, didn't have 600,000, and then it became an ear shogad. Now it became a city with 600,000. So then ma'arvin is kula. You still can make the ear about the whole thing, because since it started out in ear shogad, it has a din of an ear shogad. Shogad and anasa shogad. If originally when you put the ear, it was an ear shogad, and you had to leave parts out, and you left the parts out, and Marvin is Kula, and that became Shalyachid. It retains its original halacha, and the Eruv has to leave parts out. Elen Kein Osa Chutzul Akir Chadosh Shem Yehuda, Sheesh B'chamishim Dior, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. You can't make the Eruv in a city that originally was an Ir Shalyachid, even though now it's an Ir Shalyachid, unless you leave out the shear of what you need for an Ir Shalyachid, which is 50 households. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. The Shimon on there, Shalosh Chatzeros Yishnibat. You don't need 50 households. You need 3 Chatzeros. Each one has 2 houses. That's the amount you have to leave off. The Omer of Chama Bar Gurio, Omer Rav, Halach of Rav Shimon. And Rav Chama Bar Gurio said, Halach of Rav Shimon. Uman Poli Galei Rav Yehuda. And who's the one who argues on him, Rav Yehuda? The Omer of Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Halach of Rav Yehuda. So we see that the cloud doesn't apply. Verses again, my cushion. Right, maybe where it was said, it was said, maybe not. And the Ritva, I think, said that, Bechara, once we gave that answer before, what are we trying again? Right. These different tashas were asked at different times in different Potim and Drushas. So the Gemara is just bringing them all down separately. They weren't asked in the same basement as one after the other, where the guy should have gotten the message that you can't ask a question like that. Rashi. Shalosh Hatseros, the complicates of Mahabrin, come Rabbi Huda Yershal Rabbi, when after Shalosh Hatseros, is Matu Achlusia, may Avor Berchavosea, she should be. We rationals at Yershal Rabbi, is 600,000 people. The Lodam Yahashal is Diglein Midbar, and now it's not like Diglein Midbar, there's not 600,000 people. Ein Ma'arvin Eskola, you still can't be making them get rid of the whole city, since originally it had 600,000. Ella im shir chutzala nun diorin, shalo ya'arvu ima, when they have a hecker le ir sharab, the lo le ergo kula, ella mavos mavos, you have to make each mavli separate ava. Can't make the whole city one ava. Shimon Omer dayu le shayu gimu chatzera shal beiz beiz balabatim. It's enough to leave out three chatzeros, each one with two houses. Okay, so the Mara says here also we pass the like Rav Shimon, not like Rav Yehuda. Mara says, it could be it's a Yotzim in a cloud. It's no right of here, but the cloud doesn't apply at all.